Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Closing in on the start of the initial Sunday of NFL activity in Week 3. Grant and Danny on the Fan. We are in Reston at Reston Town Center at Kraft House. The football conversation on the show is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL games live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Danny, how different do you think play calling and scheme will look without Daniels and with Mariota in?
It'll look similar but different, which I know is a little bit of a cop-out. And here's what I mean. Who is Cliff Kingsbury? What does he want to major in, right? It's a lot of the motion. It's a lot of sideline to sideline. It's a lot of short, quick stuff. It's a lot of misdirection, eye candy, catch and run. It's a lot of things that, frankly, translate between both quarterbacks, right? Where if you're Marcus Mariota, you don't have the world-class, unbelievable throwing acumen that Jaden Daniels does. I think you put Daniels, potentially, with the deposits already in the bank, and then long-term into some of those elite top-level groups that's got the touch, the velocity, the everything you want in terms of accuracy and anticipation. All those things are developing and happening, and he's wonderful, and I love him. Mariota does not have that track record. Like, that's not who he was, and I think they tried to make him that in Tennessee, and he's been better, or is better, when he gets to use his athleticism, is using that dual-threat ability to, you know, make linebackers flat-footed, to make safeties flat-footed, to make people have their heads on a swivel because maybe you peek back to maybe he's already started to take off and run, etc. Use his athleticism. That's RPOs. That's read option type game. I think you see that, which you'd already see with Daniels, but I think you see more of it this weekend.
I don't think it's going to look different at all. I think that's why Marcus Mariota is their backup quarterback. That's why they wanted to bring him in here initially last year. He was a really good fit. If there's two ways to go in when you build a quarterback room, in my opinion. You can have a starter who is the polar opposite of your backup for that change of pace, almost like you think of thunder and lightning in a backfield as a running back tandem. And that's where you have, you know, a Lamar Jackson, a Jaden Daniels, a Josh Allen type. And then your backup is just a straight-up pocket passer. You know, a guy where you have almost a different playbook. And the idea is actually exactly what you'd think. If someone goes down in-game, I've prepared for this player. Everything I am doing defensively, schematically, is to slow down their dual-threat abilities, and now this guy is just lighting me up from the pocket, not moving around, or vice versa, by the way. Maybe you've got a Derek Carr or a Kirk Cousins or a starter who is going to stand in the pocket like a Tua Tagovailoa. And then the backup when the next guy comes in is your Tyler Huntley, you know, someone who just comes in and is, you know, a 800, 900 yard pass given moment or what have you. So, 800, 900 yard passer, I was going to say over a month, or somebody who just lights it up. I think what Washington did is they went with, let's not change anything.
Yep.
Let's make sure that the 50 series stuff, that the, you know, the read option looks, all of the pistol formation. That's what our bread and butter is. It's going to be our bread and butter when our backup comes in, too. And you saw this against Carolina when Jaden got hurt. It was the same offense the rest of the game. They didn't change anything. You saw this against the Cowboys in the fourth quarter of the game where he got sacked to rest him for the playoffs at halftime in Week 18 last year. Mariota comes in, and they run their offense. Now, is he as good as Daniels? Of course not. How many guys are? But I do think he is very, very similar in style. He's very, very similar in being kind of the poor man's version of what he likes to do, and he can win from the pocket and make throws and protect the football and not put the ball in harm's way and run read option. Who am I talking about? You know, that is I think the MO, when it's going well for each of those two guys, it's just the Daniels from an athletic, physical standpoint, whereas everything for Mariota's turned up to like 5 or 6. With Daniels, it's an 8 or a 9. But the skill set is very, very comparable. So if I'm Cliff, I think I drew up one plan. This was not Jay Gruden, who tells us when he was preparing for Jordan Reed, he would always have to have the if Reed's ready and healthy version of his game plan and without Jordan Reed version. Mm-hmm. That's not what this is. You do one game plan, and whoever's your quarterback runs it. Daniels either runs it a little bit more
dynamically,
with a little more electricity, or not. But that's kind of how I see it.
I smell what you're cooking there. Yeah, I think, as I said, I think it'll be really similar in the sense that this isn't like a brand new offense. Remember the whole, you know, when Kirk Cousins played against Cleveland in 2012, and Griffin was like, that looks like a different offense to me, because it kind of was, to
yeah,
a degree.
Hell yeah, it was.
And so
Kirko Chains comes in and throws for 328. They didn't do that all year.
Yeah, and so I think you're kind of going, wait a minute, that looks like a different team. I don't think it's that, by any stretch of the imagination, because as you said, there's a lot of crossover in terms of the skill sets. But I'm just talking about faders being turned up in a certain way, I guess, to kind of clarify my view on it, is I am – Where I feel like there's a higher ceiling with Jaden Daniels throwing the football than there is for a lot of other guys, a.k.a. like, I can get a big play, drop back, pat the football, McLaurin makes a double move, beats somebody, I heave it deep, he hits him perfectly in stride. I'm not doing that with Mariota, right? I don't think that's, you know, maybe you take a shot here or there, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm not majoring in him those 500-level throws where it's like you're throwing with anticipation to the opposite hash mark, you know, on a deep out with anticipation, driving it, you know, over or in front of a safety, but over a linebacker with just enough touch. I'm not asking him to do that. It's let's athleticism this thing. Let's do a lot of RPO, a lot of read option, a lot of get out in space, a lot of get the ball to my playmakers early and often, more pop passes to Deebo Samuel or, you know, across Kemet or whatever it is. Use my security blanket and Zach Ertz. I'm not going to try to do too much here because I think I don't have to. I don't think I have to kind of change my calculus with a team that I think I'm better than.
Danny Ruye, Grant Paulson from Reston. We're at the Craft House today in Reston at the Reston Town Center. The news of the day is that Jaden Daniels will miss a start for the first time in his NFL career. Last year, he played through the severe pain of what we now know was a broken rib, according to his own diagnosis and announcement of that this offseason. The team has never really acknowledged that. But he wasn't quite the same for those 4 weeks. He was compromised. He played through it. Clearly, the team is viewing this knee injury very differently. We believe it's a knee sprain. Not sure exactly what in the knee is sprained, but he will not play on Sunday in Week 3 against the Raiders. They've decided to rest him, to play Mariota, and now the question is, will we see him against Atlanta? I'm leaning toward yes, he'll be back next week, just because I think they made a mistake and it was a miscalculation. If this is really going to be a possible two-game thing, to go basically hour-to-hour with it the way they did, to start off as fast and hard as they did with the possibility he'll play this week, you make everyone think he's going to play next week. Why bring that on yourself to deal with that every press conference? Now next week on Wednesday, he's not practicing, and it feels like, was there a setback? Is this dragging on? Is this more serious than you thought? Like, you got to set a tone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if this was going to be something where he may not play against the Falcons, I think they should have probably come out and handled this whole week differently. Because they operated the way that they did, where they listed him limited today. They're talking about the intense progress he made this week. You know, they made it seem like there was actually a chance as of the last couple days that he could play this week. It would seem very, very odd for him not be able to play in a week. So based on that, I'm saying I think he goes. But what I'd heard all along was it's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Going to be a couple weeks before he's himself. know, a couple weeks is next Thursday, so now you're kind of pushing up against what will be the 17 days post-injury
right.
for whatever's going on in that knee. And you'd like to think, unless it's something that was semi-serious, after 17 days you could be back on the field.
Yeah, your point about what they did this week in terms of the injury, setting the expectation. So if they had said, for example, week to week, obviously the initial reaction would have been, whoa, okay, that's a bit more significant than we thought. That's a longer time. That means there's no chance this week.
Don't you want to oversell it than undersell it?
It's what I would always do, by the way. I would always do that. But
that's football, not what teams do.
Yeah, football teams operate in a very different sphere than we do. So maybe there was genuine thought, rather, that he could come back this week, and they – you know, made a judicious decision once they evaluate all the information. Who knows exactly how it goes? But, yeah, if you're kind of going, yeah, you know, just didn't quite see it this week, but leaving the door open for next week. And then, as you said, if he's not practicing Wednesday, then it's, well, wait a minute, what the hell happened? So we'll learn a lot, I guess, next Wednesday when they're on the grass after this week.
Adam Sandler tickets, we're giving them away throughout the show. Another pair to give out as soon as we return here at 5 o'clock. We'll be joined by Connor Orr of Sports Illustrated, who wrote a great piece on Jaden Daniels, really got under the helmet with Jaden. You're listening to The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.